BBC News with Gareth Barlow. The US authorities have charged five former police officers with the murder of a black man who died 3 days after he was stopped for an alleged traffic violation in Memphis, Tennessee. The family of Tyree Nichols was shown body cam video ahead of its release on Friday. Lawyers said he was kicked, punched and tasered. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, David Rausch, gave this assessment at a news conference.
On behalf of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, I want to extend my deepest condolences to the family and friends of Tyree Nichols. We can't imagine the pain you're experiencing, but let me reaffirm, we are here to pursue truth and justice, realizing that we should not be here. Simply put, this shouldn't have happened.
All of the officers who were also black were fired last week. Israel says it has carried out airstrikes against Palestinian militants in Gaza after two rockets were fired into Israel. Both rockets were intercepted by Israeli air defense systems. The scale of the bombing in Gaza is not yet clear. Palestinian groups had said they would retaliate for an Israeli army raid in the occupied West Bank, which killed nine Palestinians. Police officers in Haiti have tried to storm the official residence of the Prime Minister and have overrun the main airport. They were protesting against the number of their colleagues killed by the many armed gangs that operate with relative impunity in the Caribbean nation. James Reid reports.
Police officers blocked roads in Port-au-Prince and stormed the airport, disrupting flights as the Prime Minister was returning from a foreign trip. The angry protest is the latest sign of the deepening crisis in Haiti, where the police force is outgunned by violent criminal gangs. At least 14 officers have been killed this month, six of them on Wednesday. The United Nations has been discussing the dispatch of an international force to tackle the gangs and restore order. But so far, no nation has offered to lead an intervention.
The United States says its special forces have killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group in Somalia, along with around 10 of his associates. It's the latest in a string of recent setbacks for the militant group. With more details, the BBC's Tom Bailey has this report.
Officials say Bilal al-Sudani was killed in a fierce gunfight after US troops raided a remote mountainous cave complex in the north of Somalia. The operation had reportedly been months in the planning and was personally authorized by President Biden earlier this week. Al-Sudani is alleged to have been a key figure in the funding and expansion of the Islamist militant group across Africa and beyond. In a statement, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, described it as a successful counter-terrorism operation that left the US and its partners safer and more secure.
This is the World News from the BBC. Research has shown marked environmental health benefits in what remains of Brazil's Atlantic forest, where indigenous people have secure land rights. Scientists studying 129 indigenous territories over 40 years found that forest cover increased in areas where land rights were entrenched. An asteroid the size of a minibus has made one of the closest approaches to our planet ever recorded, passing just 3,600 kilometres from the Earth's surface. That's much closer than many satellites. But the US space agency NASA said the asteroid posed no danger. It passed the southern tip of South America shortly after midnight GMT on Friday. Peru has recalled its ambassador from Honduras after the Honduran president, Xiomara Castro, described the impeachment and arrest of the former Peruvian president, Pedro Castillo, as a coup. Peru's foreign ministry described her comments as unacceptable interference in its internal affairs. Other left-wing Latin American leaders have also voiced support for Mr. Castillo. New research indicates that data on shopping habits for over-the-counter medicines could help to pinpoint early signs of ovarian cancer. A six-year study of almost 300 British women found that changing trends in the purchase of pain and indigestion remedies could occur up to 8 months before a formal diagnosis. Fiona Murphy, who helped develop the study, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2008 after experiencing symptoms for almost 2 years.
I was experiencing quite severe acid reflux, bloatedness, persistent needing to go to the toilet, but really quite gastro symptoms, not something that I would have thought was gynae related at all. And as much as the symptom awareness is fantastic, if we can be monitored by our over-the-use counters, my diagnosis, if that was used, would definitely have been brought forward.
BBC News.